Go.
Episode 95, over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale. Twice in a week. What's going on? It's the apocalypse.
You're assuming, of course, that I'm going to post this in a timely fashion.
I think you are.
We just went on a bike ride. Fabulous. High of 7 degrees Celsius
day to day.
Oh, I think it was colder than
that. It's sunny. Yeah, it was colder than that. That's the high.
Yes, the high. Low was probably closer to 4. And then when you got the wind in there, I thought I was going to be nice and toasty warm, and I am a little bit chilled, but it is marvelous. This is Vancouver at its finest. It truly is.
You're only chilled because we stopped. Were fine in the ride.
No, the ride, when we hit those shady spots, especially going down. So we did the Stanley Park Loop.
Mm-hmm. A so-called sploop.
The sploop, which sounds vaguely
terrible.
Gross, but... the backside when you're coming down the hill from Prospect Point and it's all shade and I have hit 50 kilometers an hour. That's my top speed down there. But we were going slower, thank goodness, because it was cold coming down that backside. And for all I thought I was going to be warm enough, I'm standing under a radiant heater right now and it is heaven.
So in the ideal world, what would you have worn to overcome that or to prevent that?
I think I just need some warmer layers. Like the layers I have now are really good.
You have a fleece. Did you have the fleece zipped up all the way to the top? I find neck protection is a lot.
Okay. Not quite.
I find neck protection gives you perceived warmth more than a lot of other things.
I have a like one of those wicking riding sweaters.
Right, but it doesn't zip up.
Then I have a fleece.
And you didn't zip it up.
It zips up, so I didn't zip it up.
Okay,
so
that would help, I think.
So yeah, I have the undershirt. I have the sweater, which is that fancy wool stuff. Technical. I have the fleece. Then I have my skiing jacket. And my top is mostly okay, except when we hit those cold with wind. I'm wearing long johns. My socks are insulated socks, but they aren't
wool.
Aren't good enough for today.
Wool?
No, not wool, but warm hiking socks.
And you're wearing boots?
No, I'm wearing walking shoes.
Oh, okay.
Uninsulated, but they normally are fine. They're they're waterproof, so which means the wind is fine. But no, it's just a little bit cooler than I have really cycled a lot in.
Yeah.
And I need warmer gloves. So if I hadn't dressed this warm, I would have been in really bad shape. As it is, I'm just a little bit chilly. I'm not toasty. I was hoping for toasty.
But tending towards uncomfortable going down Prospect Point.
If we had been cycling in a lot of shade or if it had been windier. But there's no real wind today, so it's just a gorgeous day.
It is a very, Vancouver very beautiful finest. Day. Yeah. Again, rare. Did we say that last podcast? Because it's still true. It's another rare, dry day.
Yesterday was kind of crappy, comparatively speaking, but it got brilliantly sunny again.
What I could suggest is the insulated version of the, whatever this brand is,
sealskins.
Yeah. So you have the non-insulated version.
Uh-huh.
So just get... for an extra $20 or $30 Canadian, you get the one with insulation.
I think it'll be well worth it. And
it's a Black Friday deal. I'm sure there are deals.
Oh, I should.
I'm just kidding.
Check really quick.
Well, you got till Monday. At least
I know. And the
it's just endless sales.
The stuff that I bought, they usually have ratings like from 1 to 4, some cool into that. So this is like I bought the one. If I got like a 3, I think I would be fine.
Right.
So it's all a matter of like the right gear makes so much difference.
Oh, they do have a warmth rating. I didn't know that. Thank you. I didn't know that.
Some of the products do.
Yeah.
Like the mech stuff has a...
And on your feet, I would suggest 2 pairs of socks. Doesn't really matter what they are, but preferably 2 wool or 1 polypropylene and 1 wool, not cotton, because you will sweat and you will feel it. Because I think it was between 2 and 4 degrees, depending on where we were and how fast we were going.
Yeah.
And then temperature-wise. And then it was, with the wind chill, it feels colder. And you definitely have a negative or colder wind chill when you're going downhill.
The wind sucks the heat off you, for sure.
Right.
For sure. But then we, there was a race going on.
A marathon and a half marathon, but it didn't seem to be, it was very popular.
Didn't know what it was. But
maybe because it's sunny.
There were two runners that were in this this two-person wiener dog suit, so cheered them on. Go wiener dog!
It's good to have a sense of humor. Yeah, there were lots of runners. I don't think this was the Vancouver Marathon.
No, this isn't Vancouver. There wasn't, it isn't big enough.
Right. And there was potentially a dangerous situation with a...
And Vancouver Marathon's in the summer.
That's what I thought.
I was surprised a November Marathon, so I'm not sure what it was, but...
Maybe it's a smaller one or more grassroots one, it feels like.
They must have felt like they won the lottery today because the weather forecast last week for today was not good.
You could just run and the problem is you'll have is cold sweat. You won't have a problem with rain or you won't have a problem with too hot. But cold sweat, so,
and
I personally, obviously when you're running, I mean, whatever, your mileage may vary, but I can't wear cotton because I'll sweat on the inside. So presumably if you're running or whatever activity you're doing in this kind of weather, if you wear multiple layers and one of them is cotton, that's when the cotton sweat, it catches up to you.
Well,
in the summer, that's not such a big deal because it acts as a cool down.
That's what they say too in the cold weather is you don't want to sweat because it starts to draw the heat off you.
It totally does. And when you're over half an hour out.
If you're in a survival situation, it can be deadly.
Yeah. When you're outside for more than half an hour, obviously if you're just out for 20 minutes, you can wear anything really.
And of course, since we are.
And it depends on you, your circulation, et cetera.
Since we are out in cold weather, and it was a glorious ride, we rewarded ourselves.
Oh yeah. We're here at fabulous.
Union Street Cafe. Union Market? No.
Yes. It's Union Market. 810 Union. I believe it's formally called the Union Market. Union Market Strathcona.
Good.
Highly recommended.
Good espresso, good desserts. The cinnamon bun.
Excellent
was
sandwiches.
Excellent. And pasta de dada is excellent.
Yeah. Yep. Highly recommended. I mean, not expensive by Vancouver standards. So take that for what you will. Yeah, because food isn't cheap here. But how much is the cinnamon? How much is the pastel, whatever it's called, the Portuguese egg tart?
I don't know.
Which is by the Cantonese dan tart. I don't even know the price.
I'm
privileged enough that I don't look at the prices when it comes to small things like that.
I just don't remember numbers very well. So even if I gave you a number, it would probably be wrong.
I could probably Google it, but I'm not going to do that in the middle of the podcast.
Other bonus marks, it's right on the Adnat bike path.
Yeah.
So easy on your way home just to stop in and have a nice casual.
It used to be less. The former owners were Portuguese. It used to be more of a grocery store, but otherwise has retained the same clientele, I think. And more, I guess they upgraded their food program and their coffee program, and they have claimed or they have stated they will go back to their grocery program, but they haven't yet. Mm. It takes time. Under the new ownership or same ownership with, I believe the old people retired. And if you hear the sound, that's the sound of the radiator. The other thing let's point out is they have a covered patio.
Yes.
What we believe is a gas heater.
Which is heaven right now coming off this ride.
From Superior Radiant Products. And if you want to call them, just kidding. 1-800-868-5934 Energy Wise Distributors. I wonder if that number works. Somebody call it and let me know. Don't call it. Nobody listens to this except Richard. And maybe Joseph Planta and maybe one or two other people in the world. But yeah. Glorious, glorious bike ride of approximately, for me, I guess 20 kilometers. I actually haven't looked at my Strava.
Yeah, it's gonna be around that.
Perfect ride.
Oh, okay. I have 25 on mine right now.
Right, and you started it from your home and.
Yeah, but so did you.
Oh, I guess I did.
You're going to be a little bit further than me, I think.
Maybe. Sunday, December 30th, November 30th.
Oh,
wow,
yeah,
Christmas.
Last day in November. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're into it.
Well, Maligayang Pasko or bon whatever. Frohliche Weihnachten. I've lost my French. How do you say Merry Christmas? Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël. Yes.
Joyeux Noël. And
Bon Natale.
Bon Natale. What's that song?
That's what it's called.
Do 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 do. No. But there's a song. I wanna
baby
wish.
Baby shark. Do 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 do.
No, there's a song in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember a Christmas song that I can't remember. Anyway, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Get out there in the dry days and the wet days with the right gear and walk your dog or walk or bicycle.
Cycling in the rain. That's a different podcast.
That's the next podcast. No, just kidding. No promises. Ciao, tschüss.
Bye.